Hello and welcome to Insights from Sight Loss Friendly Church, a podcast from Torch Trust. My name's Matthew Horspool and joining me is Lynn Davis. Hi, Lynn.
Hello.
And in this podcast, we're going to be talking about what is sight loss?
It's good to start with the basics because there are many things that encompasses sight loss, from people who are using glasses to people who are totally blind.
Yeah, that's right. And it's really interesting. When I first started working at Torch, sight loss was one of these terms that I didn't particularly like because I've been blind since birth. I think you've been blind since birth as well, right?
Yeah, it seems to be the flavour of the month, this term sight loss. A few years ago, it was visually impaired, which I personally related to a lot more because it talks about everybody, not just people who have lost their sight. So although people like us are born blind, we use the term sight loss now because it is the politically accepted correct term, but it doesn't mean that somebody has lost their sight.
Right. But I think as well in church in particular, because of the demographic in churches, actually maybe sight loss is actually more about what we're talking about, because I think probably the most common cause of sight loss is old age.
That's right.
So we're talking about sight loss in the broadest terms. I mean, you know, you and I are both blind and read Braille and, you know, with the stereotypical blind people, if you like. But I mean, what about other types of sight loss? I mean, how sighted do you need to be before you don't have sight loss?
I suppose sight loss is anything that relates to a degeneration of your sight.
Yeah, and I suppose it's to do with if you can put a pair of glasses on and your sight basically returns to normal, I guess, I mean, it is sight loss, but I guess it's not really the sort of sight loss that we're talking about. We're talking about the sort of sight loss where you're actually genuinely struggling to read print or see things around you, and glasses aren't going to fix that.
Exactly. So you might be able to read large print wearing glasses, but it will have to be large print, not just a little bit bigger than the standard 11 or 12 points.
Yeah. So this actually encompasses quite a lot then, because there'll be people who don't associate with the term blind or don't associate with the term partially sighted because they don't see themselves as that because, well, as I say, their sight's degenerated because of old age, and they sort of probably haven't even realised that their sight has started to deteriorate, but they would still count as having sight loss.
That's right. And when meeting somebody with sight loss or somebody who identifies as visually impaired in any way, it's all right to ask, how does the sight loss affect you? Because in order to give people the best help or support possible, it is very important to understand that.
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest things that we talk about in Sight Loss Friendly Church, actually, is the think, ask, act questions. You know, think about what it is that you could be doing or should be doing, and ask the person with sight loss whether or not that is what they want, or ask the person with sight loss what they would like, and then act. You know, if what they would like is within your reach, then go for it and do it, and make life, you know, the best it can be for the person with sight loss.
Totally. And don't feel ashamed or embarrassed of asking questions that might seem completely obvious to you, because it has happened that people have I don't know if you've experienced this, Matthew, but people have assumed something about me because I'm blind. They acted out and it just completely is not what I need at all.
Yeah, I think the worst one is actually when somebody's seen a blind person before and that blind person's needed something that I didn't. And so I'll walk into a church and someone will say, oh, I know how to deal with blind people because blah, 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 blah. And actually it turns out that, like you say, I need something completely different. And what they're providing is not fit for purpose.
And actually also I've had the experience where people have come up to me. It was one time I was going on the underground and this woman came up to me and said, I know how to talk to blind people. I know sign language. And I said, what? And she said, oh, can I practice my sign language with you? And I said, you can, but I don't speak sign language. Yeah. And I also can't see the sign language.
So yeah.
So by all means practice, but then you have to let me know what you're saying. Because there is that a notion, I think, from people that I have come across quite a few times, that when you're blind or when your sight is impaired or degenerated in any way, your hearing is also affected, and that is really not the case.
You know, I've seen that in both ways. I've seen people who say, oh, well, you're blind, so your hearing must be fantastic.
And oh, then, yes, I've had that one.
Yeah. And then I've also had it where people think that my hearing must be bad. You know, we don't get it so much now because of online banking and stuff. But I mean, I've heard stories of slightly older blind people than me that have walked into the bank and, you know, discreetly asked, you know, what's my balance? This was before the days of Braille statements. And the bank teller would just scream the balance across the bank because they didn't realize that the blind person could hear. But it is interesting, some of these perceptions of blind people. And not all blind people can read Braille. And equally, not all blind people can read large print. I've been in churches in the past where I've had a large print service sheet given to me because it looks like I can't see well enough.
Oh, that has actually never happened to me. But I know that it has happened to a few people. So it's just better to ask.
So if you're in a church, you're sort of listening to this, you're thinking, okay, what do I do next? I guess visit the website and find out more about Sight Loss Friendly Church.
Yes, and get in touch if there are any questions you feel aren't covered on the website. We are always happy to talk to you. If you want us to discuss any particular topic on this podcast, please get in touch with us as well.
Absolutely. So you can call us on 01858 438 260. You can email us at SLFC, that stands for Sight Loss Friendly Church, at torchtrust.org. Or you can visit the website at torchtrust.org. And we'll have a direct link through to the Sight Loss Friendly Church page of that website in the show notes of this podcast. That's it for the first episode of Insights from Sight Loss Friendly Church. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye-bye.